I have a lot to go through, so I'll try to go through this as fast as I can. But first, I want to thank the Chamber of Commerce for putting this together. Events like this remind us that when our cities work together, the entire county benefits, especially with a delicious breakfast. Now, while I may not be the actual mayor of Ludington, I just want you all to know that Dustin is doing okay. He spends way too much time working, but he is here with us today. That means two things. One, he's alive and his work hasn't taken his time away from the city yet. And two, he really does not like getting in front of large crowds. This morning, I just want to talk about how our city is doing, where we are, what we've accomplished, and where we are headed. Let's start with our departments, because they're the backbone of everything we do. Our police department has been making strong progress. The chief has secured a $50,000 Blue Shield grant, and that money has gone toward updated radios, new equipment, and making sure our officers have what they need when they respond to emergencies. We expect a lot from our officers, and that it's only right that we give them the tools to make sure that their jobs are successful. Our fire department has also taken a big step forward with a brand new pumper truck. They've also been doing hands-on training in the house next to City Hall. They've been putting in the time and effort to make sure that they are ready for anything. Once they finish using that house, it will be demolished, and that space will become the future home of a combined emergency services center for both the fire and police departments. Our street department deserves a lot of credit, too. A few weeks ago, during the major snowstorm, Kenny was out working long hours to keep our roads clear. And I have to put the spotlight on him. Because of his hard work and preparation, we had no accidents on our roads during that storm. So I want to say thank you for all that you do for the city, Kenny. Then there are two secretaries. We have Madam Secretary and Deputy Secretary. Of course, they handle all the paperwork, the audits, business communications, compliance, scheduling, all the things that keep city governments moving. They've attended trainings throughout the year, made new connections, and brought back new ideas to help us grow. Special thank you to you, too. Finally, I cannot forget about Larry, our city attorney. He's a wealth of knowledge and has helped the city with any legal questions that may arise. And while Larry may be one of those people who works mostly behind the scenes, he makes a big difference every day. He helps make sure our ordinances are written the right way, our contracts protect the city, and that we are following the law in everything that we do. Now let's talk about businesses, because that's where you can really feel the momentum building. Meemaw's Benz has opened up in the plaza where Big Lots used to be. If you haven't stopped in yet, you should. It's one of those places you never know what you're going to find, and there's something new every week. It's brought life back into that space. Ozark Mountain Distillery Company is in the process of getting up and running, and they'll be producing a quality bourbon that I truly believe will draw visitors from miles away. That kind of business doesn't just sell a product, it brings people into town. Peak Clubhouse Performance and Development is also preparing to open in the plaza, and they'll be providing an indoor baseball and softball training facility, which is a huge asset for young athletes and families in our area. Beginning on March 1st, they're holding tryouts for 14U and 15U travel teams. That's exciting growth for youth sports in our community. We're also welcoming new permanent food truck behind the gas station in town, and that will specialize in Japanese cuisine. I highly recommend everybody to go out and try that when they open, because new food options always add something special to a town. You've probably noticed changes happening around the plaza area. Cleanup startup after McDonald's opened last year, trees along the highway behind Hardee's have been cleared, and the city continues to take steps towards revitalizing that entire area. By this time next year, I believe you'll see even more progress and hopefully new development plans taking shape. Speaking of McDonald's, on July 17th, that will be their one-year anniversary, and the city has designated that day as McDonald's Day. We'd love to do the same for other businesses, so if you own a business in town and want to celebrate an anniversary or milestone, come talk to us. We want to celebrate you, because when our business succeeds, our city succeeds. One major project we're working on with MoDOT and the county is revitalizing Flat River Road across Highway 67 and 32 overpass and along Woodlawn in the northern part of town. Now, we've received a grant that will cover most of the cost to build a new sidewalk along the easements. Now, I know this is something that several have brought to our attention for needed improvements, but MoDOT is looking at improvements on the overpass itself for motorists and for pedestrians as well. One important thing to keep in mind is that the sidewalk isn't just concrete. It's safety. It's for residents who live along the road. It's for college students walking into town. It's for runners, families pushing strollers, people riding bicycles, and individuals with disabilities who want safe, accessible paths. It will be ADA compliant and designed for everyone. At the end of the day, our goal is simple: steady progress, not overnight change, not flashy promises, just consistent improvement. As we strengthen our city, we strengthen the entire county. Progress doesn't belong to one department, one business, or one person. It belongs to all of us. And if we keep working together the way we are now, the best days of our city aren't behind us. They're still ahead. I want to thank you all for your time. Thank you for your support. And here's to continue to move forward together.